daf is daf Chaf Aleph. So we got to the very top line of Chaf Aleph. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan quotes a Braisa. Tanu Rabbanan kol elu sh'amru ein malikim behem Shabbos. All these things that we said, you can't light on Shabbos. The din is that ein malikim behem Shabbos, aval osin mehem medura. Although you can't light with the various oils and wicks mentioned in the Mishnah, you can throw it into a big medura, into a big bonfire. That would be permitted. And there's no concern, because the only chashash was that you might come fix a wick or might fix the oil, but if it's one huge fire, there's no small wicks to be fixed. So the Gemara says again, "Aval osin behen medura, bein lischamim kenegda, bein lishamish leora." Whether or not the purpose is to warm up against it, whether the purpose is to generate light, bein agabe karka, whether or not it's on the ground, bein agabe kira, whether it's on top of an oven, v'lo asu ela la'asos mem psila. The only prohibition was to use the oil, use the wick to make an individual candle. But again, to make a mevedura for whatever purpose and in any place, the din would be, it's completely permitted. There is an interesting din in the Ramah. Ramah writes that a person, when it comes to Neir Shabbos, he quotes from the Or Zeruah, that a person may not light a mevedura as the source of light for Shabbos candles. The question is, why not? Rav Yashin asks the question, if the whole point is to have light for Shabbos, shouldn't the more light, a bigger fire, be better? And if the purpose is to have Shalom Bayis, the more light, the better Shalom Bayis is. So why would it be also to use a Madura for Shabbos? So the Rav Yashin says, it must be, that's not a kavod for Shabbos. Granted, there's a certain element of Shalom Bayis that's needed, the more light, the better, but there's a certain element of a kavod. Having a huge bonfire provides light, but it's not coveted. When there are candles, it's nice. It's the atmosphere is very nice. So then the candles are better. And for that reason, it says one. That's why one cannot rely simply on electricity. Although electricity certainly gives off light, it doesn't present. It doesn't give a case of kavod. And that's the explanation according to Rav Yashin's understanding of the Ramah. So back inside the Gemara. Now the Gemara says around six lines down from the top, two dots of lo b'shem and kik. You can't use shem and kik on Shabbos. So my shem and kik, what exactly is shem and kik? So Amar Shmuel, Shiltinu l'chol nachos yam, I asked all the various sailors of Amrili, they said to me, Of echad yesh bekarka yam, v'kik shemo. It's some type of a bird that's found over the sea, and you can't use the fat of that bird as fat for burning the fire. So Rav Yitzchak Breid, Rav Yehud Amar, Mishcha de Kaza. He says no. He thinks it's the oil that comes out from some type of seeds, from flax seed. Reish Lakish Amar Kikayon de Yona. We know in the story of Yona, the Sefer Yona, there was a kikayon, a little tree that was planted at the end by Yona. It provided him shade, and in the end it withered. So that was the type of the oil that comes from such a tree, the kikayon de Yona. That's what the Shemen Kik is. So Amar Rabba Bar Barchana Lididi Chazili, I saw it. Kikayon de Yona. I actually observed, I saw the actual tree that was the type of species used by Yona. The Litzlovi dummy, it was very similar to a tree that's called Tzlolivia Umidipaske Rave, and it grew on the Pum Chanusa Marlin Yase. It grew on top of some type of water, and they hang it on top of the storefronts, umidpar tzedinu av the mishchei, and from the seeds of such a tree, you have oil, ubanfu naicha, kobricha de marava. And in the shade of these branches, you're able to, people who are sick in the marava, in Eretz Yisrael, in the west, they would sleep underneath it to provide them some shade and some relaxation. So this is a description of this type of kikayon de Yona. So it has oil, and in that oil, that's one of the things listed, that's the shemen kik, according to Reish Lakish, that you cannot use on Shabbos. So Amar Rabba, psilos sh'amru chachamim ein malikin ben b'Shabbos. The wicks that chacham said you can't use on Shabbos, b'pnei sha'or misachsechetz ben. Because the fire flickers. Lashon misachsechetz, Rashi explains, it's kind of like a sakin p'guma, a serrated knife, which misachsechetz b'basar, it, you know, juts up and juts down. That's how it is. She'ein oro zokuf v'noach b'makum echad, ela nidach v'kofetz. The fire doesn't remain stationary. It jumps, it flickers. That's the lashon of misachsechetz. The other Pshat Rashi says, Misach Seches means it doesn't enter into the psila. It stays on the circumference of the wick, but doesn't enter inside the wick. So these are the reasons why you can't use those wicks listed in the Mishnah. Back inside the Gemara, and the oil listed in the Mishnah that we may not use for Shabbos, because it doesn't follow the wick, it doesn't catch the wick very nicely, and we're concerned Shemayati might come to fix it, and that's why the oil was prohibited, the various oils prohibited from using on Shabbos. So Gemara asks a question, Ba'i minei abai mirab. Shemanim sh'amu chachamim ein malikin med b'shabbos, the oils that you cannot use for Neir Shabbos, ma'u she'yitim l'tochan shemen kolshu v'yalik. Do we say you could put a little oil that would be permitted, some kosher oil inside of it, and then that would allow it to catch, and then the rest of the oil, let's say 1% of kosher oil, shemen zayis, for example, and 99% you could put the bad oil. So as long as the shemen zayis is there, it's able to catch initially, it will be nimshach, and once the fire is caught, the memela will continue to fuel itself from the 99% pasul shemen. Would that be allowed? So again, ma'u she'yitein l'tocha shemen kosher, could you put good oil in kolshu, a small amount of olive oil, the yalik to allow for light, and then the rest of it be non-kosher oil, rather the pasul oil. Mi gazrin, we are gozer dilma asul ad luke ben ayu. Are we concerned if we allow me to use a mixture of good and bad oil that come might lead me to use it fully 100% of pasul oil? Although, no, once I mix it together, I know only when it's mixed together with kosher oil will it be acceptable. When it's used be'en, when it's 100% pasul shemen, that I know you can't use. So what's the din? Amalei eimalikin says you can't use it at all. My time, what's the reason? The fish eimalikin, because we said you can't be malik, low plug, across the board. We're concerned if you're allowed to use even a percentage of pasul shemen, you might come to use a 100% amount of the pasul oil. So the Gemara says, Esav asks the Gemara, krach davar shemalikin bo agabe davar shein malikin bo. Let's say you do use an item as a wick. You wrap it around with something that can be used to light. And you wrap it around something else on the inside is something that you cannot use to light. What's the din? So says Amar Mishum Gamliom, Shabes Abba, in his family practice, was Hayukorchen Basila. I'm sorry, the Tanakhama first says again, Krach Davar Shemalikin Bo, Agabe Davar Shein Malikin Bo, Ein Malikin Bo. If you wrap something on the outside that's kosher wick, and on the inside you have something that's a pasul wick, the Tanakhama says, Ein Malikin Ben, you can't use it. Since there's a certain amount of pasul wick there, the whole thing is pasul. So it comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Shabbat Abba, Hayu Korchen, Psila Agabe Egos, Umalikan. But the practice in his family, in the Mishpacha of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, was to wrap a kosher wick around an Egos. And now an Egos is something that cannot be used as a wick. But yet they used to wrap it around. And they would light afterwards. So Katani Mihas. Malikin. So we see, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you're allowed to light such a situation. Even though you're mixing kosher wicks and pasul wicks, you could still light it. So too by the shemen. If you mix kosher shemen with pasul shemen, you could light it. So the Gemara says, Amar le'a ad-mosiv le'a midirashbag, from the fact that you're asking from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, si'aninu midetanakama. What about the proof in the Tanakama that says you can't light such a situation? Gemara says, hello, kasher, that's not a problem. Ma'isarav. That's a ma'isarav. So in other words, the machlokes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but since it's a ma'aserav, so therefore we paskin like that edus. Mikol makom kasher. We still have a question here. So what's the din here? How do we paskin? What's the question? My lav lahalik. Do we not see from Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that you're allowed to light the mixture of the different wicks together, the egos along with the psila? So too you can mix a oil, pasul oil with kasher oil. And where it says lo, not true at all. Lahakpos. They weren't using the egos to light. They were using it to allow it to stay afloat. Meaning, Rashi says, "Lo lahakbos, lo hayu malikin ha'egos." They wouldn't light the nut, the walnut. Ela somichale hapsila lahatsipa shelo titba b'shemen. They would put the wick, wrap it around the walnut, so that the wick stays afloat, stays above. But they wouldn't use the egos to light. It were there just to be kind of like an anchor, or to leave a, to be like a buoy to stay afloat. And that's not the same din here at all. So the Gemara says, Ilahakbos, if the whole function of the egos was simply to keep it afloat, and it wasn't there to be a source of fuel, so my taima tanakama. So why did the tanakama prohibit using such a wick in egos? So the Gemara says, no, really, kula Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The entire brisa was really written by Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and the din is, v'chasur mechasur, there's something missing, so the Gemara is now going to represent the brice and says follows Hachi Katani, Krach Davar Shemalikin Bo Agabe Davar Shemalikin Bo and Malikin Bo. If you wrap some wick that's kosher around the wick that's pasul, you can't light it because there's a pasul wick there. But Med Vamar Murim Lahalik, it's only true when your whole purpose, the whole function, is to light both wicks. About Lahakbos, if the purpose of the pasul wick is simply Lahakbos to allow it to stay afloat above the oil, then that's mutter. How do we know? Shei Rebbe Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shalbeis Abba, in the practice of his minhag, the family minhag, hayu korchen psila gabe egos. They would wrap a wick around the egos, not to light the egos, but rather to allow the wick to stay above the oil. So the Gemara says, Aini, is that really true? Is this really permitted? That it's aser to light when you have a mixture of shem and pasul and shem or kasher? That's really aser. V'hamer of brona amarav, chela mechutach, chela that became melted, it was cooked in such a form it was melted. The kivri dagam shenimochu were the innards of fish that were also melted in such an oil. Adam nosin latocha shemen kosher umalik. As long as you pour some kosher shemen, some shemen zayas, even though chel mechutach itself is possible, and even though kivri dagam shenimochu are possible, you pour a little bit of an olive oil, it's permitted. So you see, you're allowed to mix together shemen psul and shemen kosher. So Gemara says, no, honey mimshch benayu. Those items, the chel mechutach and the karvi dogim, those things, the fire actually catches with them very nicely. They're very good wicks when they're be'en. The honey, the other shemen listed, that's aser, lo mimshch benayu, will not be able to catch fire if it's on its own. So therefore, gazru rabbanan al chel mechutach, they said you can't use a chel mechutach as a wick, Mishum chelav shein mechutach, because you might end up using fat that wasn't cooked and that won't be able to catch. But chelav mechutach itself, that's actually permitted. It just goes or don't use chelav mechutach, lest you come to use chelav shein mechutach. Ba'kiri dagim shinimochu, the innards of fish when they're pressed and melted of some sort. So that's actually permitted ben. But there goes or don't use a dagim kiri dagim shinimochu, because you might come to use mishum kiri dagim shalonimochu. You might end up using the insides of fish that have not been melted, which are in fact aser. So now, that's why when you mix it together, the kiri dagim shinimochu or the chel mechutach, you mix it with some shemen kasher, that's why it's acceptable. Because really, mikadin, chel mechutach and kiri dagim really are allowed to be used. They were just gozer because you might use the other types. So Gemara says, ligzer nami. So why won't you gozer chel mechutach for kiri dagim shinimochu shenasin latochen shemen? So why don't you make another gzera? Make one gzera that already exists. You can't use chel mechutach, nor can you use kiri dagim, but why not make a second gzera that you shouldn't even be able to use these items when mixed together with the shemen kasher? And the Gemara says, "Mishum chel mechutach, the kiri dagim mishinuoko, they themselves shalom nasan letochon shemen. Why didn't make such a gzera?" And so the Gemara answered, "But he gufa gzera. The issue of using chel mechutach and kiri dagim itself is only also because of a gzera. For anam nekam the nigzer gzera, we're going to go ahead and make a double gzera. We know we don't make double gzeras." And for that reason, when you use chel mechutach and kiri dagim nimochu alone, it's also midin gzeira. But when you use it mixed together with shemen kasher, there is no gzeira, and it would be entirely permitted. Gemara now says, last eight lines of the Amud here, Tani Rami Bar Chama psilos v'shamanim, the wicks and oils, Shamru Chacham, the Chacham said, Ein malikin ben b'shamas, you can't use them on Shamas. Ein malikin ben b'mikdash, you can't use in the base hamikdash either. So the Gemara explains, Mishum Shinemar, it says in the Pasuk, Lahalos Ner Tamid, that you want the Ner Tamid, you want the fire to go on its own. What does that mean? Hu Tani Lav, Hu Amar Lav. He said the Brisa and he also explained the Brisa. What's the explanation? What do you mean? Why can you use these wicks and oils in the base of Mikdash? So, Kidei Shetei Shal Heves Ola Me'eleha Velo Shetei Ola Aide Davar Acher. The din is, we want the flames to go near Tamil, that it goes up on its own. We don't want you to have a Davar Acher. We won't want you to have to use something else to ensure that the fire catches. So if you're going to use wicks and oils that don't catch well, then you're fixing, there won't be a fulfillment of the pasuk, lahalos ner tamid, that you want the ner to always be there, always shall have us ola me'aleha. But the moment you use a pasul wick, a pasul oil, you're going to have to fix it. That would not be bechlal, the pasuk describing the base of Migdash. So the Gemara says, Tanan, the quote of Mishnah, the Mishnah appears in Maseches Yuma, Mivaleya Michnese Kanim Umehem Mineim. So you have the worn out pants or the worn out belts of the Kohanim, and Hayumafkin, they would tear them up, Rashi explains, into little wicks for the purpose of Simchas Beis Shoeva in the Ezes Nashim, and Umehen Malikin Simchas Beis Shoeva. So Malikin, they'd use it to light a fire. So we see that in the base of Mikdash, these items are possible to be used as a wick. And as the oil, so how come they're allowed to use this in the base of Mikdash? Didn't we just say that whatever you can't use on Shabbos, you can't use in the base of Mikdash? And the Gemara says, Simchas Beis Shoeva Shiny. Simchas Beis Shoeva is different. Why is it different? So Rashi explains, Simchas Beis Shoeva Shiny, the Loksiv Lahalos Ba, V'Lav Daraisi. Because there's no din of lighting fire by Simchas Beis Sheva. The mission, Sukkah, discusses having fire, but that was just to give you some fire, just to give you some light, to see what was going on, because the Simchas Beis Sheva is Belaila. But there's no din derais of having fire. It's not like the menorah. It's not like the Mizbeach. And therefore, it's not Bechlal, all these dinim being mentioned here. Look at that Tosus for a second. Dear Maschel, Simchas Beis HaShoeva Shaini. Ask Tosus a question, Tema. Heyichi Shari Lahalik. How are you able to light these items, the big dekuna? So, hol lav tzarech karbonu, are these lightings, the fire, the Simchas Beis Sheva isn't for a carbon. There are no karbonos balayla. So, Simchas Beis Sheva took place balayla. So, what was the need? So, how are you allowed to burn the big dekuna? For Amar Beperk Beis Dekudushin, big dekuna, shibalu, when you have worn out big dekuna, the din is mu'alim behen. It's subject to the Isser Me'ila. So by using the fire, by burning it, that's a violation of Me'ila, benefiting from Hekdesh. The Dohig Lomar, it's hard to say, Lev Bezdin Maselem, that Bezdin make a Tanai, that when you no longer need it, there's no longer Kedusha. It's very difficult to say that, says Tosos. The Mat Sarach Yesh Lehen Lehasos Bishvil Zeh. What was the purpose that they would have to make such a Tanai? You need to light a fire, that Simchas Beis Sheva? So very hard to say that. So Tosos asks the question. If there's still Kedusha for the Big Dekuna, so shouldn't there be a violation of Me'ila to burn them for the Simchas Beis Sheva? So Tosus answers, "V'nir liri the whole lechavod hakarbon hayosin dechsev ushaftemaim bissason tzarech carbon chashiv leim." Tosus says that Simchas Beis Sheva was the purpose of the carbon. There's a machlokas in general, the nature of Simchas Beis Sheva. Machlokas Rashi, Tosus, and the Rambam. Some opinions hold that Simchas Beis Sheva was simply a simcha, time of simcha. Sukkot is a time of simcha, nothing to do with the carbon. But Tosus says no. Shaftamayim Besasan, they would do a she'iva. They would draw the water for the Nisach HaMayim. Every single day they'd bring a Nisach HaMayim, they'd pour the water in the Mizbeach every single day of Sukkot. That was Tzarech Karbon. They would draw the water Balayla. Shaftamayim Besasan, they would draw Shaftam Besasan she'iva. They would draw the water. The Simchas Beis Sheva was a celebration of the Shivas HaMayim for the Nisach HaMayim. It was part of the Karbon. And since it's Tzarech Karbon, that's why lighting the fire for the Simchas Beis Sheva was not considered a violation of Hekdesh, a violation of Me'ila. And Tosa goes on to quote the Yushalmi. Yushalmi says, no, you know why? Of course there's no tzarech carbon. The Simchas Beis Sheva has nothing to do with the carbon. But you know why you're allowed to burn the big dekuna? Because when it comes to kol mara reyach, when it comes to seeing, hearing, and smelling, there is no me'ila. Me'ila has to have something substantial, something where you could touch, something you could benefit from in a physical way, but mamashas. But to see something like the fire, to smell something, and to hear something, there's nothing tangible there, and therefore it's not subject to Mila in any of those instances. Okay. Now, the Rabbi Yashiv asks an interesting question, quotes from Rabbi Kvi Eger. So I don't understand, what type of oil would they be using? The Mishnah, the Bryce had said, you can't use the oil. The oil and wicks are also to be used in Shabbos, you can't use them in the Beis HaMikdash either. So, to be used for what? For the menorah, the din is, Rabbi Kvi Eger asks that, you're only allowed to use Shem and Zayas for the menorah. There's not even a habamina to use other oils and other wicks. So what the Gemara telling us, don't use other wicks and oils for the menorah. It's pashut, you can't use other wicks. It must be Shem and Zayas. There's no other option. So the pashut is, Rabbi Yashiv says, must be not referring to the oils. Granted, the oils must be Shem and Zayas. But in terms of the wicks, there's wiggle room of what you could use for the wicks. So that's where the Braisa says that you could only use any wick that's possible for the Shabbos is possible for the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, he quotes from some Rishonim who has his Braisa that really Braisa is only equating the din when it comes to psilos, and Shmanim wasn't even part of the gears here. The other suggestion he makes, Rabbi Yashiv, is that the Gemara Menachos tells us that Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, he built 10 replicas of the menorah. There was the actual menorah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then there were 10 extra ones that he actually built. So maybe it's referring to, although the Moshe Rabbeinu's menorah, the actual menorah, could only use Shem and Zayis, maybe the other menorahs, you're allowed to use other oils, and that's where the Braisa says, but you can't use oils that are possible on Shabbos. Okay, back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara says, five lines up from the bottom, Tashma. The Tani Rabbah, Barmasna Bigdekuna Shibalu. If you have Bigdekuna that became worn out, Mafkin Osan, you could use them and make wicks out of them. Umehen Hayosan Psilis, they make wicks, Lemikdash, my love the climb is now referring to climber, one of the things listed that won't be that would be considered possible based on the items mentioned. It would be possible and then Shabbos, so certainly it should be possible On Beis HaMikdash. So are we not referring to the parts of the Big Tikkun that are kalayim, that are mixed together of a wool and linen, and that would be possible in the Shabbos? How could you use this in the Beis HaMikdash? And the Gemara says, lo, de but, deferring to that which is but, which is a type of material, linen, that would be permitted to be used on Shabbos, and therefore permitted in the Beis HaMikdash. Had it been mixed, had it been the kalayim which had wool and flax, that's possible. But if it's just flax alone, just pishtan, just butz, that's permitted both on Shabbos and in the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara says, now we begin the exciting sugyas of Chanukah. So the Gemara says, last three lines of Amr Aleph here, Amr of Huna, Pasilos v'shemanim she'amru chachamim ein malikin ben b'shabbos. The oils and wicks that we said are prohibited from being used on Shabbos, ein malikin ben b'chanukah. You cannot use them for Neres Chanukah, bein b'shabbos, bein b'chol. Whether or not it's Neres Chanukah during the week, or whether it's Neres Chanukah, they're going to be lit going into Shabbos. Why not? Amr of my timer, the Rav Huna. Why do Rav Huna say you can't use any of them on Chanukah? Kasavar kavsa zakigla. If the fire goes out, you have to relight the Neres Chanukah. And muta l'shamish l'ora, and you're also allowed to benefit from the Neres Chanukah as well. So those two assumptions. So what do those two assumptions do for us? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says kavsa Ner Chanukah 5 lamas up. If the Ner Chanukah goes out, zakigla l'takna, you have to fix it, relight it. Hilkach, therefore, tzarech lechatchila la'asos yofeh, therefore, initially, you have to make the Neros Chanukah, the oil and the wick, very good. Dilma pasha v'lo mitakin la, because perhaps it might go out, and you might not remember to fix it. So therefore, initially, you have to use oils and wicks that are good. So that's why during the week that you must use, you can't anything that's possible for Shabbos, you can't use for Neros Chanukah b'chol. And secondly, says Rashi, muta l'shamish la'ora, you're allowed to benefit from the Neros Chanukah, hilkach b'shabbos, Usher, that's why you can't use Neris, these oils for Neris Chanukah. That's on Shabbos, Shemayata L'Tzarech Tashmish. Because since you could use Neris Chanukah, according to Rav Huna, you might come to adjust it and fix a flame on Shabbos, and you'd violate Shabbos. So for these two reasons, the din would be that you cannot use anything listed on the Pasuk for Shabbos, you can't use for Chanukah either, Bein B'chol Ben B'Shabbos. Comes along the position of Rav Chista. Rav Chista Amar, Malikin Ben Bechol, about Lo B'Shabbos. He says, no, you could use anything that's possible for Shabbos, you can use for Neres Chanukah Bechol, but you can't use for Neres Chanukah on Shabbos. What's the reason? Because Savar, he holds, Kavasa, if it goes out, ain't Zakikla. You have no obligation to fix it, and therefore, L'Chachila, you don't have to make it nice. You could use any wick you want, any oil you want, just light it, and then if it goes out, it goes out. So that's why during the week, any oil, any wick is fine. But he says, Mutat l'shamish l'or, but you can benefit from the Or Chanukah on Shabbos, you're allowed to, and that might come to, you might come to Shemayata. So that's why on Shabbos Chanukah, you can't use the oils and psilim, psilis that are possible in general. So then comes along a third opinion, Amr Abizayr, Amr Rav Masav, Amr La, others say, Amr Abizayr, Amr Rav, psilos v'shmanim sh'amru chacham ein malikim ben b'Shabbos, you can be malikim ben b'Chanukah ben b'chol ben b'Shabbos. He says, no. That which you can't light for Neres Shabbos, you can light for Neres Chanukah, whether it's during the week, whether it's for Shabbos. So what's the reason? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu my time. The Rav, Kesavar, Kov Sa'in Zakakla, he says if it goes out, you don't have to relight it. Therefore, you can use any wick you want. Just light it. If it doesn't last, okay, not a big deal. Nothing to fix. So that's why Bechol, you can use any Shemen, any Psil you want. And on Shabbos, Asa L'Shamish L'Ora, you can't use Neres Shabbos, Neres Chanukah, rather, you can't benefit from it. Since you can't benefit from it, there's no Chashash Shemayata either on Shabbos. And therefore, any wick you want, any oil you want, is completely permitted. And this is how we actually paskin. That even though we paskin, you can use anything you want, we'd still recommend there's a whole hierarchy. Shemen Zayis is certainly the best, and it's certainly best to have that which has a nice flame, that which doesn't get ruined. But yeah, but really, any oil, any wick is permitted. So Amru Rabbanan Kami Derbai, Mishmei Derbi Yirmiyah, Velo Kibla. So they said this in front of the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah. And Abai didn't accept. He wasn't Makabo. Kiyasa Rabban, when Rabban came along, Amrua Rabban Kame de Abai. He said in front of Abai, and Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan, now this time the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Vikibla, and this time Abai accepted it, since it was said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, Amr Izakai Gimirasa Lishmaisa Meikara, had I been Zocha to learn this din initially, I would have been much better off. So the Gemara says, Vahagamra. So he, but now you learned it. Okay, so you didn't learn it last time, but now you learned it. So what are you so upset about? So nafkamina the girsa the yankasa. Your girsa the yankasa is referring to that if you learn something when you were younger, it lasts much longer. Your memory is much better when you're younger than when you're older. As Rashi explains here, girsa the yankasa miskayim yoser. That which you learn when you're younger is going to stay in your mind much longer and much better. Mishal zekena, as opposed to when you're older. That's what he was saying. So the Gemara now says the kavsa ain zakigla. So the Gemara says that if it goes out, you don't have to fix it. Reminhu, they ask the Gemara, based on the Braisa, the mitzvasa, mishatishcha chama, achatichla rega min ashuk. The din is that the time to light the Neres Hanukkah is shkia. It's around the time when the people start going home from work. So my lav is not saying d'ikavsa hadimandikla, that during that time period, if it goes out, you have to relight it. So even though we said before, the kavsa ein zakikla, if you light it and it goes out, ein zakikla, you don't have to fix it. This brisa seems to say, mishatishka chama, achatichla rega min ashuk. That time period of shkia, until everyone goes home, that, let's say 30 minutes, you have to make sure to light it. Does that not imply that if it goes out, you do have to relight it? So the Gemara says, lo, di lo alik malik. What it means is if you didn't light it, so you still have time to light it. If you did light it once, and it goes out, there's no obligation to relight it. Vinami, alternatively, lishira. It's not referring to lighting, it's referring to how long, how much oil to put in there. You should put enough oil whereby it's sufficient to last from shkia into achatichla regem nashuk. But not that you have to relight it if it goes out. There is no raya from here. So the Gemara says, achatichla regem nashuk, vad kama. So how long is that? What's the definition of when everyone goes home? Amar Rabba bar Bar Chana, Amar Yochanan, ad the kol yarigla, the tamudai. Until the tamudai go home. Who's tamudai? So Rashi says it's a shame malak te eitzim dakin misakvim ashuk achaholchem bnei ashuk lebatem. They kind of go and sweep through the streets. They're non-Jewish people. They sweep through the streets and pick up all the wood chips and use it to light in their house. So they'd be the last people to leave the marketplace. Now the Rishon point out that's interesting here that Rashi uses the definition of tamudai as non-Jews. The whole concept of Neres Chanukah, Ner Chanukah is Pirsum Nitza. What's the relevance of having non-Jews observe the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah? And therefore, many say that it's referring to Jews. They were just certain workers, but they were Jewish workers. So there's interesting machlokas whether or not Pashup Shad is whether Pirsum Nitza apply to Jews or even to non-Jews as well. Now this shear, by the way, of when a person is supposed to light from Shkia, Achatichla Regem Ashuk, there's a big machlokas how that works exactly. But take a look at Tosfos Dibur Maschil Di Lo Adlik Malik. If you didn't light, you still have time to light as long as it's within those 30 minutes of Shkia until Achatichla Regem Ashuk. So Tosfos writes to Valmikan Ve'elach Over Hazman. After that time, you lost the opportunity. You can't light. There's no longer any mitzvah anymore. So Omeri Amari Parat Di Yesh Lizar Lahalik Belaila Miyad. A person should make sure to light immediately the moment Shkia kicks in, Shelo Yachar Yosem Midai, so it's not too late, because according to Pashup Shad Gemara, you only have 30 minutes to fulfill the mitzvah, those first 30 minutes. Afterwards, there's no longer mitzvah anymore. Umikomakom im Icher, if you did delay, nonetheless, says Tosos, Yandik Misafik, the Hamishani Shunu Yacharino, one should still light anyways, but as a Safik, because there's another opinion here as well of maybe it's how long the Shear is, how long it should last for, but not necessarily that you have to light it at that time. He says, "Uluri near the ata ain lachish." But nowadays, there's no concern. But masa yalak when a person should light. Danu ain lanu hekera elu livne bayis sharei maligim b'fne. Nowadays, we don't light on the outside of the house; we light on the inside of the house. And people walking through the shuk doesn't make a difference anymore. And therefore, as long as someone's up in the house, you have all night to light it. The pashup, but here in the halach lamaisa, it's very much recommended a person light, if possible, to light at shkia to fulfill this din of Tosos, and that's the shita of the Rambam is brought in Shulchan Aruch as well. Gemara now says as follows. Around halfway down the narrow lines, the Gemara quotes from Rebbeisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Mitzvah Chanukah, Ner Isha Beso. The mitzvah is that there's one candle per family, per night. Right? Rashi says, Ner Isha Beso, Ner Echad, Becholayla, Ve'ish, Vechol B'nei Beso, Sagila, B'ner Echad. Every single night, the first level performance of the mitzvah is one candle each night for the entire family. Then, HaMahajin, those who are Mahadir, who are looking to perform mitzvahs at a greater level, Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad, each night there should be one candle per member of the family. So if there are six people in the family, each night you light six candles. And then, Mahajim and Mahajin, those who are looking to be Mahadir even more than that, so then, what do you do? So, Beisham Omrim, Yom Rishon Malik Shmona Mekan V'Elech Pochis V'Holich, you start with the eight candles in the first night, and you go down 7, 6, 5 till the end, till one. And Beisil Omrim, Yom Rishon Malik Achas Mekan V'Elech Mos V'Holich, you light one candle the first night, and you go up to eight. So there's a machlokas, Mahajim and Mahajin, is that going back on Ner Isha Beiso, or it's going back on Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad. In other words, when we said that one person lights each night, just one person for the entire family. And Mahajim and Mahajim means you light one for the family the first night, you light two candles the second night for the entire family, and then three, meaning there's only one menorah. That's the practice of the Shulchan Aruch and the Sfardim, and that's Shitas Tosos here. We have to be Tosos inside. Or if you understand like the Rambam and the Ashkenazi Psak and the Ramah, that no, each family member lights their own menorah, 1, 2, up to 8. So by the, you know, by the 8th night, you have 8 menorahs with 8 candles on it. So that's a big machlokas. And we showed a machlokas between the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim. Either way, we have machlokas here as well between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether we go up or whether we go down in candles. So the Gemara explains what's the reason between the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And the Gemara says, Amar Ula, Ula explained, Pligi bat Shrei Amarai b'Marava. In the West, in Eretz Yisrael, there's a machlokas between two Amarayim to understand what this machlokas was. Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, Rabbi Yossi bar Zvida. Chadamar, one of them explained the machlokas. Taimid de Beis Shammai k'neged Yom HaNichrasim, v'taimid de Beis Hillel k'neged Yom HaYotim. Do we count the days that are coming in or the days that are left? So Beis Shammai says we count the days that are coming, you know, that are about to come in. So there are 8 days more. So we do 8, 7, 6. And Beis Hillel says we go based on the days that are already left. How many days we've gone by? 1, and then 2, and then the third day. So the Chanamar, one says, time of the Beis Shammai connected Pariachag. One says that Beis Shammai is like Pariachag. Pariachag is that on Sukkot, Chag, Stam, Chag is always Sukkot. So Sukkot, we bring a number of different karbanos, and each day we bring less and less cows. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi explains here, Pariachag, Mismatin Vahulchin Mekarbanos, Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas lists all the different karbanos we bring each day of Sukkot. So the first day we bring 13 cows, the next day we bring 12 cows, then 11 cows, then 10 cows, we're going down, down, and down. So we're using Sukkot as a model for Chanukah that we go down as well from 8, 7, 6, 5, and so on. That's the sheet of base Shammai. And according to Beis Hillel, the Gemara says, time of the Beis Hillel, to Malam Bekodesh, V'ein Maridin, that you go up in level and you don't go down. So we're going to climb up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on. There's an interesting discussion brought down by Rav Avadia and others about whether or not Malam Bekodesh, V'ein Maridin, would that apply to Neres Chanukah, Neres Shabbos. I once had a Shaila last Chanukah, but a person's allowed to use his Neres Shabbos for Neres Chanukah. He had just moved into his apartment and didn't have a chance to buy a Chanukiah, so he wanted to know whether he could use the cups for Neres Shabbos for Neres Chanukah. Is it a violation of Ma'al Makodesh Ve'ein Maridin? Shabbos is a higher level and Chanukah is a lower level. So I explained to him that number one, it's possible Neres Chanukah is actually a higher level than Shabbos, because Neres Chanukah, according to many, we've shown him the Baal Mor and the Raivin and others, that Neres Chanukah is actually modeled after the Beis HaMikdash, the menorahs in the Beis HaMikdash, and might be a high level of Kedusha. We have proofs like this. In terms of the Ravid in Hilchas Bracha says that the Bracha on L'Halik Ner Shel Chanukah is based on the Bracha that would say in the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. There's an Isser to get Hana from the Neres Chanukah based on the fact that you can't get Hana from the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So there are many proofs that Neres Chanukah was modeled after the Beis HaMikdash, and maybe Neres Chanukah is actually a higher level than Neres Shabbos. Even without that, according to many, many Rishonim, that the din of Ma'al Makodesh Ve'im Aridim is really the only applies to that which has real Kedusha to it. Neres Shabbos, Neres Chanukah doesn't have real Kedusha, and this is only a borrowed term, according to some Achronim, Ma'al Makodesh Ve'im Aridim, just to go up as opposed to going down, but doesn't really mean to use the phrase literally. The Gemara says, either way, we have a machlokas between two Amarim. What was the reasoning behind the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? So the Gemara now says, Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Yochanan, Shnei Zekeinim hayu b'tzidam. There are two elderly people who were in the city of Tzidam. And Echad also k'Beis Shammai, Ve'echad also k'Devei Beis Hillel. One practiced Beis Shammai, went from 8, 7, 6, and one did like Beis Hillel, 1, 2, 3. Zeh nasan tam ledvarv k'neged Pariachag. One explained what he was doing, that Beis Shammai was modeled after Pariachag, that the cows would be going down in number each day of Sukkot. Vizeh nasan tam ledvarv de Ma'al Makodesh v'ein Maridin. And the other one explained, because of Ma'al Makodesh, we go up in Kedusha, v'ein Maridin, we don't go down in Kedusha. So Tanur Rabban, the Brisa says, Ner Chanukah, mitzvah l'anicha al-pesach beiso, mibuchot. The mitzvah of Chanukah is to place it by the entrance way on the outside, this way people passing by could see the Chanukah, the licht, and be fulfilling the mitzvah of Pirshim Nisa. So im hayadar ba'ali, if a guy lives on the second floor, where he's got no exit or entrance from the outside, manicha b'chalon hasmuch l'rishas harabim, he should place it by the window that's closest to rishas harabim. U'b'shas ha'sakana, the times of danger, where Rashi explains the Persians made a din that the person is not allowed to light candles unless it's in the base of Avodah Zarah, so you couldn't light it by the window or you couldn't light it outside anymore, then the din is manicha al shulchano vidayo, you place this on your table, and that's sufficient. You fulfill the mitzvah just with your family internally, but you don't, to go against the gzeira, we don't light it outside or by the window. So the Gemara now says further, the Amar Rava Tzarech Ner Acheres L'Shamish L'Avar. You need another candle to use. You need a shamish. You need that as well. The Ika Madur, if there's a Madur, if there's a big fire, if there's a big bonfire, if there's electricity in the room, Lo Tzarech, then you don't need it. And V'i Adam Chashavu, and if it's a person Adam Chashav, Af Agav Dika Madura, Tach Ne'acheres. Even if there is a Madura, one still needs a Ne'acheres, a Shamish, if a person's an Adam Chashav. So what's going on here? So Rashi says, why do you need a Ne'acheres? What's the need for a Shamish? Ne'acheres La'asos Heker L'davar, so that there's a Heker. There's a Heker there that you know that if you're getting Hana from the, if you're using, let's say, the Ne'eres Chanukah, you're not actually using the Ne'eres Chanukah, but you're using the Shamish there. So you have to have a Heker that you're, what's a regular candle, and to what is there for the purpose of the mitzvah. So once you have a Ne'eres Chanukah that's different, that's in a different level, that's a Shamish that's sticking out, you realize that the other 7-8 candles are there for the mitzvah purpose. So now, if there's an Ika Madura, Rashi explains, Eish lo tzarch ne'acheres. If there's a fire, l'fisha mishtamish lo'or ha'madura v'yesh hekera sh'ne'esho mitzvahi. If I'm in a room where it's lit up, so and I also have candles, well, certainly the candles aren't adding any further light because I've got my lights on, electricity on. So why do I have Ne'eres Chanukah? Must be Ne'eres Chanukah is there only for the purpose of the mitzvah in order to generate the pirsum minisa of the mitzvah of Ne'eres Chanukah. So the Gemara now says, quotes the famous Maisa of Chanukah in just a few short words. My Chanukah. What exactly is Chanukah? In other words, Rashi says, what was the Nes? What was the reason for the Nes of Chanukah? Al-Eza Nes Kavua. Which was the Nes that was chosen? Al-Eza sounds like there were options. There were options. The options were either, was the Ne'eres Chanukah, was a Chanukah set up because of the Nes Shemen, because the mitzvah that took place with oil, or was it set up because of the Milchama that we defeated the Yavanim? Which was the Iker, the primary reason for establishing the Yontif of a Chanukah? So the Gemara tells us the famous Maisa again, the Tanur Rabbanim, the Baisa teaches us that the Chaf Hei B'Kislev, the 25th of Kislev, Yom Mid Chanukah, Timna Inan, there are 8 days of Chanukah, the Lola Misbehed of it, the Sanus Behen, you can't eulogize on these days, you can't fast on these days. Shekinishnichnisu Yavanim Lehecha, when they came into the Hechal, the Greeks, Timu Kashmanim, Shebehecha, they contaminated all the oils, Ruch Shegavra Malchus, Beis Chashmanai, when we defeated them in the victory, Benitzcham, we won, Badkul Amatzel Pach Echad Shoshemin. We only found one jug of oil, Shehaya Munach Bechos Moshe Kohen Gadol, that had the signature of the Kohen Gadol on this. Lohaya Bo El Lahadik Yom Echad, only had enough, a sufficient amount of oil to last for just one day. And Nasa Bo Nes, the Nes took place, Vehiliko Mimen Shmona Yamim, that they had it lit for 8 days. And the Shana Acharis, the next year, Kavom Vaasom Yamim Tovim Behalel Voda, and the very next year, as a celebration, so they made a din that, you have to say Hallel and Alanisim in celebrating the Nes, in addition to lighting the Nes Chanukah. Now, the Netziv asks the question, how come they didn't make a celebration that very year during the event? So the Netziv says, because when a person experiences a Nes, B'Shas Maisa, yes, there's a mitzvah of celebrating. That mitzvah was a din deraisa. It's what's called a spontaneous celebration, a spontaneous halal. A person that b'shas maisa, there's a mitzvah deraisa to celebrate a nes of victory, such a thing, mideraisa. It was only the years afterwards that they established a din derabanan to remember and to celebrate what had happened before him. Before we finish the daf, just look at a small tosos here in the bottom. Shehaya munach bechos moshe kohen gadol. They found the pach shoshemen that had the signature that wasn't broken, that it ensured that the oil inside wasn't touched by the non-Jews, so it still remained tahor. Tosos points out, interestingly though, im kvar gazu ala nachrim lios kezavim, there's a din, the Gemara Nida tells us, that they were gozer, that all nachrim had the din of a zava, tumah zav. Now the tumah zav, if he moves something, even though he doesn't touch it, but he causes it to move, he could contaminate, he could mimetame the contents as well. So even though it had a signature, should we be concerned that Nachri carried it, and him by moving the oil, didn't he mitame it as well? The Tosa says, Sarach Lomar, if this was already, he wasn't sure when the institution of the Gzeira Zavim kicked in. But if it already existed during the times of the Yavanim and the Chashmonaim, you have to explain, Sarach Lomar, Shehaya Munach Bechosim Bekarka, Shulhasitu Akli, that it was buried in the ground somewhere, and it was closed, and the signature was still there in the ground. Only that way would you have been ensured that no Nachri moved it to be mitame it either. So the Gemara now back inside the last few lines, the Gemara quotes from a Mishnah in Maseches Baba Kama related to the dinim of Ne'eres Chanukah. The Mishnah says, Tanan Hasam, Geit Hayot Mitachas Apatish, V'yotze V'hizik, a guy's hammering and a little spark goes out and damages someone, he's mazik someone, he's chayv, he needs to pay. Gamal Shaton Pishon, a camel that's carrying flax, who over Brishus Rabbim, he's carrying and schlepping it through the Rishus Rabbim, the Nichnas of Pishon Latoch Achanus, and the flax is so long it ends up getting inside the store of a person, the Dalka Benerish Chanvani, and it catches fire. The store owner had a candle lit there, and now the Gamal's flax is so wide it actually catches fire from the Nair, and Hidlik Zabir end up burning down the entire building, Baal HaGamal Chayiv. The owner of the camel is Chayiv, that's the negligence. He shouldn't have allowed the flax to be so big that it should start entering into people's stores. So the Baal HaGamal is Chayiv for all the damage. If the chenvani placed the ner on the outside, which is irresponsible, then the chenvani's chayv. Then the chenvani's chayv for leaving the ner outside. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'ner Chanukah pater. But if he placed it outside because of a ner Chanukah, and that's a mitzvah to place it outside b'shus harabim to create pirsum anisa, so then pater. Then he'd be pater because a person there to perform a mitzvah, the mitzvah exempts him from any damage. So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Zos Amaris, this comes to tell us that Ner Chanukah mitzvah l'hanicha b'socha sar. There's a mitzvah to place Ner Chanukah low down to the ground, within the 10th tefachim of the ground, just a few feet off the ground. That's the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Disak da'derch l'mala me'asara, if you allow the Ner Chanukah to be 10 tefachim high, le'im olay, we should have said to the Chenvani, hayo la l'anich l'mala me'gamal, v'rochvo, we should have told you to put the Ner Chanukah high up. This way, the gamal would knock it down. The fact that the gamal knocked out, you know, caught the fire, and the chenvani was putter, must be that when you place an Ner Chanukah, it can be close to the ground, even though that means that the flax, the pishon on the back of the gamal, might catch fire. The Dilma, the Gemara says, no, can't be. Really, you're allowed to place the Ner Chanukah even higher up. But if we force the chenvani to place it so high up, Dilma, if we make him matriach so much to have to go on a ladder to light it so high up, also the mnui mitzvah, that he might refrain from performing the mitzvah entirely, and therefore we didn't want to put that extra burden on him and say to raise it up. So, but really, there is no proof from this Gemara that you have to place it within 10 tefachim of the ground. We'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.